Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about trust and the importance of trust. There's a beautiful song that says the following: I trust in God, my Savior. And when you listen to the lyrics of the song, there is such a beautiful sense of security and understanding that you can trust God. There are different moments that we will find ourselves in trusting God. Trust is not necessarily something that is easy, because trust will come even when we feel that we can't go on. Trust will come in the most difficult of moments. But when we trust God, we begin to move out of the areas that has come against us. And it's important that we get to a place of understanding that we can trust God completely. Look at different areas and facets of your life and how you had to trust God. Look at the things in your life and what it meant when you did trust. You need to understand, and I need to understand, that God will never fail us, nor will He forsake us. But we need to trust Him, even when things don't make sense, even when we don't know what to do. We need to trust Him in every single moment of our lives. When life seems to come and want to choke us, we can trust God. There are many moments where you will find that God comes through for you, even when you think that you are drowning and you feel like you are not surviving. God orchestrates things to make sure that it works out for you. And when you call on God and you say, Lord, I trust in You, you are actually saying, I expect You to work this out for me. You are actually saying, I am becoming less so that You can become more and You can work this out on my behalf. You are actually saying, everything I am and everything I have is nothing without You. And so I become less so that You may increase and You may become what I need to become. Trusting God takes us to a different level where we become what God needs us to be. Trusting God means that sometimes you're going to have to be quiet. Sometimes you're going to have to listen. Sometimes it means that you are going to have to be silent and wait. And it is in the waiting where our character is often looked at, because not a lot of people wants to sit and wait. People get anxious in the waiting. They feel overwhelmed in the waiting, because there's this perception that movement means that something is happening, whereas movement can lead you into chaos. Being over busy trying to work out your solution does not make it better. It can actually make it worse. And this morning, I want to remind you, you may be trusting God for various different things, but those who wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength and they will rise up on the wings of eagles. And why do we say that? That scripture is so beautiful. Those who wait upon the Lord, they will mount up, they will rise up. It means that they will go beyond the problem. They will not see the problem as the same. It is beautiful because it speaks about an ability that you will never have if you don't wait on God. Because waiting enables you to rise up. Waiting enables you to become so much greater than your current state. People who wait on God become effortless in their breakthrough. People who wait on God are not filled with anxiety.
People who wait on God understands that they need to trust. But those who are quick in movement and wanting to do things, foolishness often comes upon them. You know, there are many times in my life where I have to speak into the lives of people, and I have to tell people that things are going to be okay. And I'm oftentimes faced with people that are filled with anxiety, and I can actually feel and sense the anxiety. And I have to be so careful that I do not enter into their anxious state. Because when God has given me a word, I need to trust God. It does not matter how long the waiting is. When I know that I know that I know, I need to keep people calm. I need to be accountable for that word. But when I begin to act on every anxious moment that they feel and everything that they feel that I need to do because they are not feeling that God is going to come through for them, then I will enter into the same trap. So over the years, I have learned with God that when God says yes to something, or when he says I am working something out, I need to, in moments and in times, I need to separate myself from the anxiety of people. Because anxiety will make you lose the word of God. And I don't want to use the word normal, but it is understandable that people get anxious when things don't happen. We all go through that. When something is very personal to you and it begins to touch you, you do get anxious. But it is in trusting and standing upon the word of God, waiting on God, that anxiety will not come against you. And I understand that we are all human and we go through that. But one of the things that has kept me sane in dealing with people and showing people that God is more than enough is that I need to separate myself and remain in the peace of God and in the trust of God, so that when people go through that stages of not feeling okay, I know and I understand and I realize that they are not okay. But it is my job to remind them. But God gave a word. And God's word does not return void unto him. It is impossible when God gives a word to you that that word will come back empty to him. That word needs to be fulfilled. And when you begin to operate in that realm of understanding that God's word cannot fail, you will become less anxious and you will trust even when you see no results. It is the job of the enemy to ensure anxiety, anxiousness, panic attacks and all of those things on us, where we feel like we don't have answers. But if everybody's going to fall into that anxiety, then nobody will have clarity as to the answers of God. And this morning, I want to encourage you, or rather today, I want to encourage you and I want to say to you that God's got you. Trust in him. I trust in God, my Savior. He is the God who will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And when the storms of life comes against me, I trust in God, my Savior. And I will remain waiting for him, so that anxiety and panic will not come upon me. I don't know what you are facing today, but God knows. And I want to encourage you this morning not to fall for the traps of the enemy where he takes you out of a place of peace, but to stand in God and know that you will rise up and be successful. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I'm strong. I decree and declare that I am an overcomer. No matter what comes against me, I will continually say, peace be still, because even the storm will obey. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition. We will be back again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.